Okay, welcome to our pre-show for today, Wednesday, the 11th. This is the 11th. I know it's the 11th because this being the 11th, I know we have a big, I've got a meeting today. I also had a doctor's appointment that I moved till next week when I get back to LA. And it's been momentous because one of the reasons why I came to Florida this trip was to cover for Jackie because Kirby is, as you guys know, elderly, and she had jury duty. Well, as it turns out, Jackie reported for jury duty and was told by the judge and whoever else, hey, you guys are not needed. So the group of jurors that she was in, after being questioned and after being, interrogated by the judge as well, and apparently this judge that she had was a really funny, personable judge, basically said, after this extended speech about democracy and responsibility for one's, citizenship and one's, duty to one's country, they were all let go by the, or not all of them, but most of them were let go by the judge, Jackie being one of them, so that's a beautiful thing. And, but in the midst of all that bullshit, as I've said, I told the story on the video cast, I guess there was a bulletin board halfway through the day. They're shuttling you between courtrooms, and I guess Jackie got some fucking lunch or something, but there was a group of people standing, staring at a bulletin board that had assignments on it. She was looking as well, and somebody backed into her, and all 5'2" of her, and she fell, hitting her knee directly on the floor. All right. So she got home tonight. Her knee was swollen. She put ice on it, rested it. And I said to her, if you guys had not been dismissed by the judge, you would have had, you would have had a perfect excuse not to report, because in reporting for jury duty, you got injured. Okay. I don't know how much better of an excuse you could have, but yeah, Your Honor, I was here all right. I reported for jury duty, and what did I get for my trouble? Somebody backed into me, and I got my knee fucked up. So that was not needed, but it would have been perfect. So the way I see it is, Jackie, she was not going to be doing any fucking jury duty this week. Not that I got anything against it. I think it's a fine, obvious bit of responsibility. I mean, of all the things that we take for granted, blah, 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 we might as well do jury duty. All this country's getting so fucked up. Who knows, exactly what it is we ought to be thankful for. But I say that with, a joke in my heart, yada, yada. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm back here with Kirby, and we had a pretty good day. My one and only day, as it turns out, babysitting Kirby. Jackie said to me, be careful. He's going to shit everywhere. He's at this point now where he's shitting in the house. Not willfully and not a lot, but occasionally he forgets himself and takes a shit in the house. Well, as it turned out, Jackie got up this morning. Oh, fuck. What did I just do? Jackie got up this morning, and I got up with her, made her coffee and all this good shit. And Kirby got up. So we both walked him outside. He took a dump, took a piss, came back inside, had breakfast, goes back to sleep. And she splits. I go back to bed. I get up. Kirby wakes up at noon because I'm up, and there he is. He's looking at me, and I'm like, hey, cool, dude, what's up? And I lead him outside, and he goes outside. He takes another piss. This is a big thing, folks. If you have an elderly pet, especially an elderly dog, your life will revolve around when they take their shits and their pisses. That's what it's going to be all about. If you're any kind of a fucking good pet owner, if you're anybody with any humanity, if you're anybody that cares about the discomfort and the comfort of animals, if you're not a piece of shit, you're going to care about the comfort of your elderly animal. And the major, major area there is, when are they shitting, when are they pissing, and where are they doing that? And so you want to get up, sort of take care of their routine, feed them. They go out, take a shit, take a piss, come back inside. And the best you can is sort of monitor that. Kirby occasionally he doesn't quite make the door, man, when it comes to those shits. So he, there's some asshole, you can hear that out there. That's what I call asshole on parade. That's some dickhead who pretty much uncorked his fucking engine to impress the world. But that stupid asshole that you're hearing right now could probably be beat off the line 9 times out of fucking 10 by a Volkswagen with a blown valve. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, one, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, any asshole you hear on the street with a really loud with a really loud motor like that, 9 times out of 10, that fuck is beat off the line at the light by fuck some dude on a scooter. So sorry, you know, the truth hurts, but there it is. All right. Stand by for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, forthcoming.